It's April 17th, 2009. Hello and welcome to the Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer, and I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. First, here's the news. E-commerce and bookselling giant Amazon got into trouble over Easter weekend when thousands of books with gay themes were delisted from the sales rankings, effectively making them less findable for buyers. A protest broke out on microblogging service Twitter with the hashtag AmazonFail. There were talk of boycotts and protests, and one hacker took credit for playing a prank on the gay community. Eventually, Amazon said it was a problem caused by a French Amazon employee who miscataloged many gay-themed books as adult. A new backlash was whipped up on Twitter under the hashtag SorryAmazon. But perhaps the worst damage done to Amazon was in its PR department. Rather than respond to this Twitter storm through social media, its own Twitter feed, or the company blog, Amazon instead issued terse, dry statements to the AP. Days later, people were still upset that Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos hadn't personally apologized for the error. Meanwhile, three big names unveiled a new system for extracting paid subscriptions online to support journalism. Court TV founder Stephen Brill, former Wall Street Journal publisher Gordon Kravitz, and former telecom exec Leo Hendry announced plans to launch Journalism Online. The service aims to create a subscription payment service that will give people access to various professional quality news sites for one monthly fee. They also have high-priced lawyers who will be, quote, negotiating wholesale licensing and royalty fees with intermediaries such as search engines that currently base much of their business models on referrals of readers to the original content on newspaper, magazine, and online news sites. Them's fighting words. While they have a tough task in convincing all the free newspaper, magazine, and other news sites to join JOI, they will have an even more difficult task selling the idea to a public used to getting news for free. Now it's time for Quotable. Ashton Kutcher had a Twitter battle with CNN to see who could reach 1 million followers first. Kutcher won, and here's what he had to say on live streaming video after taking the prize and donating $100,000 to the charity Malaria No More.
There are a million people that need to be thanked for this, and I'm not one of them because I'm not following me. I'm following you. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate that you have put and invested your time and energy into making this stand and making this sort of announcement to the world about the state of media. We can and will create our media. We can and will edit our media. We can and will broadcast our media. We will censor our own media ourselves. We are over a million. CNN is still trying to get there, and that's just the way that goes.
Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, what are your thoughts on the Amazon fail firestorm on Twitter? Our last poll question was, what do you think about the Kindle and e-readers? Here's how readers answered. 32% said, no interest, I'm sticking to print books. 29% said it's too expensive. 18% said some good and some bad things about them. And 9% said, I'm waiting till they get more features. Finally, just 7% said, I love them. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, a media mixer, or a media maker, shift happens.